Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
Sure is, and here is Zandile Finca, a BCom accounting student and owner of Fincats, a pop-up thrift store and student lifestyle blogger. And I mean, a lot of things,
yeah,
really.
Yeah.
You're actually doing the most.
Yes, I am.
And you've been through the most today already so far. You're like at varsity, and then you're worried about tomorrow with the strikes, and it's just like a lot happening. Yeah.
No, honestly, I feel like that whole thing that's going on right now, it's so backwards.
Well, we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. This is
Is it actually confirmed, though, or is it just on Twitter?
Well, I mean, I just see WhatsApp messages saying that tomorrow's going to be like a shutdown. But is it just in Joburg?
No.
It's
everywhere. It's
everywhere,
yeah.
Yeah.
Especially like targeting Gautrain stations.
Okay, Gautrain stations.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. So not a good day to do the Gautrain. Or maybe it
at
is.
All.
I don't know. You never know. Like, you don't know until it's actually happening.
We'll see.
All right. Well, listen, we're not here to talk about that. We're here to talk about you and the many things that you do. So, I mean, and there's so much. You even working as an ambassador for a nail bar. I mean, there's just a lot going on. So you tell me what's on the plate at the moment.
Okay, so I've got Fincats Thrift Store, which is my pop-up thrift store that I just like. I go all around events, pop-up stores, thrifting. Then I have Finglademics. That's the student lifestyle blogging and student budgets and all of that. Then I have the nail bar thing, which is polish nail bar. I'm a brand ambassador for them. And it's just for student discounts. So it's like massages, but on student discounts. And they have certain days where they have student discounts. So there's so many things.
And you're studying
forgetting.
As well, right?
Yeah.
So what are you studying?
I'm studying BCom accounting.
Cool.
In my third year.
Okay, cool. Well, that's quite an intense year of BCom accounting.
I'm actually repeating, so it's just like two modules.
No, but it's still intense.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Genuinely.
Where are you studying?
At UJ.
UJ. Okay,
mm-hmm.
cool.
Mm-hmm.
You love the student thing, huh? You're making being a student a business because everything that you do kind of comes back to student life.
Yes, well, I actually wanted it to be everything I do comes back to finances, but right now I'm focusing on student life because that's the lifestyle that I'm like living.
Yeah.
So I want to focus on everything. If you go on my Instagram page, you'll see that it's not just like about studying and stuff. I also have workout plans, weekly plans, assignment plans because I just felt like financially, I wasn't being as responsible as I wanted to be. So it was because I didn't plan well. So that's why I felt like student planning and student budgeting was something that was, it's new. It hasn't been done. It's so popular in the States and in the UK, but no one's doing it in SA. And it, like, so many brands have us as target markets anyway.
And you've used social media to kind of express this narrative, right? I mean, it's the day and age that we're living lends itself very nicely to what it is that you're doing and what it is that you're about.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's perfect because people get jobs from social media. So, I mean, why not? Why not use social media for what you're good at?
Yeah, and getting your stuff out. I see you have different posts like how to study in bed.
Everything. I want to be as versatile as possible. Like clothes, fashion, skincare, everything lifestyle. Surrounding students.
It's quite impressive.
Thanks.
Talk to me about kind of the difference you find between Instagram and Twitter. Because if I look at you on Instagram and I look at you on Twitter, it's a bit, like they're kind of different things. Yeah.
I feel like on Instagram, people glorify more of the physical, what you have to offer physically.
Yes.
Whereas on Instagram, it's easier for you. On Twitter, it's easier for you to gain people through your voicing out your opinion. You'll notice that some people will have like more Instagram followers than more Twitter followers because it's just like, oh babes, we like the way you look. It's just like, you know, maybe you should just stick to that because it's two different playing fields. It's
So you kind of have both.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which is pretty
cool.
I'm really trying. What's your sort of family background? Is it just you? Are there siblings? Where'd you grow up? What's the story?
Okay, so
the whole thing.
No, not really. It's just that I don't really know before me and my sister. But then I've got an older sister, got a single mother, Thandeka Finna. That's also, her name is why it's Fincats. My surname
cool.
and then T at the end for her. And I've got an older brother from my father's side.
Okay.
Not
Where'd you grow
much.
Up though? Joburg?
Yeah, in Joburg.
Okay, cool.
And Epinville.
Okay, dope.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And what did you think you were going to be when you were a kid? I mean, and what you're turning out to be now, we don't even know what you're going to be because you're doing so many different things. You could honestly land up as anything.
I want to land up as everything. I want to be as versatile as possible. But when I was a kid, I thought I was going to be a teacher, hey? I really enjoyed playing like teacher, and I really thought that I was good at teaching people. I felt very, I'm good at teaching people. As you can see on my Instagram, I'm good at telling people, let's try it this way, let's do this way, this is good at this. And so I really thought I was going to be a teacher, but now...
I don't even know.
Yeah.
So tell me about this influencer thing, because I see that you're really proud of the different things that you're doing as an influencer and shaping sort of different people's decisions and behavior. What does it mean to be an influencer?
I think that to be an influencer, it's kind of start to influence people. Mm. And I just feel like people use that term very loosely. It's also, I'm also kind of shaky about calling myself an influencer, but when people call me an influencer, I will respond to it.
Mm.
But I feel like it's very shaky because you need to have something that you focus on, you understand? So you can't just be like, I've got 20,000 followers and I'm an influencer, but all you're doing is posting selfies.
Mm.
You see, you can't just be like, I'm an influencer if all you're doing is, you know, beyond actually influencing people, people are just liking your pictures because you're pretty. Or people are just liking you. Like, it's, you have to have something that you focus on. That's not, and that's not what I knew when I got into the whole thing. I just thought I have to be pretty and I could get likes and get followers and it's going to be easy.
What do your DMs look like?
A mess.
Why
a mess? People are disgusting.
Really?
People are the worst. And like, it's the worst.
So
especially
you haven't,
Instagram.
Like, found any great relationships with people through DMs and stuff?
No.
No, it's all bad.
No. It's just shaky.
Yeah.
Especially on Instagram.
Okay.
Because like, that's where... very shaky things happen.
Shaky things happen. Mm. All right. Hanging out with Zandile. She is a woman of many things. She's studying. She's an influencer. Other side of this, she's going to tell us about how to be cool like her on social media, or if you should just be an audience member. I don't know. What is she going to say? We're going to find out. It's all other side of this.
Hellman on CliffCentral.com.
So what, are, like, what does the family think of how you're making money?
They love it. Yeah. They love it because it's such easy money. It doesn't take like a lot of time. So they love the
this
fact that
influencing and finance stuff and like thrift store. I mean, it's a lot of streams of income that you've got.
Yes, I love it. It's perfect though because you're supposed to get a lot of streams of income in order to get more money.
Now, how do you fit a bay into all of this?
I make it work.
Okay, but you're obviously quite choosy and quite fussy, I would imagine. You're not going to take some sort of no wits about them kind of guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's the end of that conversation.
I don't want to talk about that.
So tell me a little bit more about how you sort of figure out what you want to get out of the rest of the year. There's like 4 months into 2018 now.
Mm-hmm.
What's left on the agenda and how are you achieving your goals? What are they? What's the next steps?
Okay, so I really want ThinkCats to actually collaborate with a retail store.
Cool.
Let me actually name the name. Mm. Put out into the universe. I wanted to collaborate with Mr. Price because we basically have the same target market.
It's gonna
work. And I also want to just like grow my brand as finance, as I said at the break. You know, I want to be known that if I'm gonna speak to Zandi, I'm speaking to her because I want to learn more about the economy. I want to learn more about accounting, how to deal with my financial wellness.
Yeah.
And yeah.
That's really, really dope.
Mm-hmm.
Well, listen, it's been very cool to meet you. How do we keep up with you all day, every day, all over social media?
Well, thanks. It's at Zandi Fingler, ZandiFinca. And my thrift store, you can find it at ThinkCats_ZA.
I dig it. Well, listen, thank you so much for stopping by. Very cool to meet you. If you missed any of this, the podcast is going to be up on CliffCentral.com soon. Zandi, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you.
Hellman on CliffCentral.com.